Welcome back, episode number 2. I'm Katie Ryan.
And I'm Ashley.
And at this appointment, we're going to kind of dive into exactly what happens at your appointment.
But I have a lot of stuff to catch up with you on. This week has been really crazy. 2018 is like flying by.
I know.
Well, what happened on your week?
Well, this week I was sick. I got strep, so that was kind of a downer. But, I mean, we had a good weekend last week. We just kind of hung out, made some food, and watched the Super Bowl. We had some family time. I went to my niece's second birthday, so that was fun.
Aww.
But, yeah, this week, I mean, when you get sick, it just kind of stinks. So, that's been my week.
So, this year, I'm back in the single life.
Ooh.
It's been really weird and crazy. I feel like I should call up Taylor Swift and give her a lot of good material for songs. It's just been like a really crazy month.
Yeah, so
far.
You just got out of a long relationship.
Yeah, I was with somebody for 8 years.
Mm-hmm.
Dating apps, Bumble, like all that kind of stuff. Like, how do you even date these days?
Ooh.
It's really crazy.
Yeah.
Just when I was thinking I was just going to take a break from everything, like last week after our podcast, I was super pumped. I was like, yeah, I'm going to go to the gym. I'm going to work out. Had a great workout. Got in my car. And this guy just like starts flagging me down like, hey. And I was like, whoa, is there something wrong with my car?
Yeah.
And so he's like, I just think you're the most gorgeous individual and I'm going to take a chance and ask you out for coffee and hope that you're single.
Stop. He jumped in front of your car at the gym.
Yeah. Like as I literally had my seatbelt on. I was getting ready to drive off and he jumps like waving his hand.
Oh. Why did he not ask you before you walked out?
I have no clue. I'm hoping that he was like walking into the gym and I was walking out and he didn't follow me. But let's just say that was an interesting turn of events.
Yeah.
Won't be going on that date again. But that was my week. Other than that, super excited about the Super Bowl. My Eagles won.
Oh, good.
Couldn't be happier.
You're an Eagles fan. I didn't know that.
Yeah.
So what happens at your appointment? This is a huge topic that I think is super important. And, you know, you always have a lot of questions going in. You kind of go over things when someone makes their appointment, just a little bit, kind of letting them know. But you really get all the full facts and everything once you show up. But what would you say is your number one question?
So my number one question when people call in is, do I need a pre-consultation before I schedule my appointment?
And do you?
No, you don't. How I have structured the appointments, I dedicate a lot of time to make you feel at ease. So my number one goal, other than, of course, giving you perfect eyebrows, is to make you feel at ease with the whole entire process because it's your face. Your first appointment is a 2-hour appointment, and we just have plenty of time to make sure you are comfortable.
Yes, and what I can tell you is that at my appointment, personally, we, like you're talking about, we went over everything before we got started, which kind of made me a little bit more relaxed heading into getting my eyebrows microbladed.
Yes. So, 2 treatments, 2 appointments. So, your first appointment, like I said, was a 2-hour appointment where you're going to come in and I'm going to take some before pictures of you. And then I have what's called super sexy moment number 1, where I put numbing cream on you and then I put some saran wrap on your eyebrows so the numbing cream will soak in. So that's super sexy moment number 1.
You got to hold it down.
Why? Yeah, you got to get that numbing cream in there. You want to make sure that you're comfortable. And then while you're numbing, I'm going to have you fill out a consent form just so I can like get to know your body type, your skin tone, so I know exactly what color and everything to be using. So then after the consent form is filled out, I have a whole presentation that I go over, just the whole process. We're going to talk about how skin types are different, how each person soaks in and absorbs pigment differently, and how, you know, the same color I put on you, if I were to put that same color on your mom, because your body types are so different, it's going to look different.
Right. So I definitely found out a lot about my skin type kind of during this whole process. My skin apparently doesn't like taking pigment that well. And after the first one, you could definitely see the strokes, but it really took after the second one before they started coming out more, after the second round of treatments. And then I have very sensitive skin.
You do.
Very sensitive skin. So it took a little bit longer for mine to heal.
Yeah, you were just a little bit on the slower side. I remember you came back at the 1 month mark and I was like, I don't think we should do this.
I wasn't ready yet.
Yeah, your skin just wasn't quite there yet. And then 2 weeks later, you came back and I was like, whoa, wait a second. Where did, like, it got darker. Like, your skin just healed and the pigment pushed up to the top. I totally remember you were like, yeah, I woke up one morning and I saw my eyebrows. I was like, oh, hello, eyebrows.
Yes. I love the pigment. Like you're saying, it just pops out one day. Because you're kind of sitting there thinking, oh, I got them microbladed, what, you know, a week and a half ago. I still don't really see the natural looking lines yet. And then all of a sudden you will wake up and that pigment will be there and you're going to have brows.
It will be like the happiest morning of your life. You're like, yes.
Yeah.
I don't have to do anything.
It's great.
So, like we were talking about, everybody's skin's so different. Like, some people instantly see it, other people, it takes a little bit longer. So, we're going to talk about the color that we should be using.
Yes.
And then, after we talk about the whole process, color, shape, and everything, and you've had 20 minutes to numb, I'm going to wipe off the numbing cream. And then, super sexy moment number two is about to begin, where I'm going to draw on your eyebrows. And I use a ruler and I make sure that they're symmetrical.
A special eyebrow ruler.
A special eyebrow
ruler. I've never seen one.
So we start drawing them on. It's literally with a dark brown pencil and it looks really big and really awkward. So when I turn the chair around and you look in the mirror, you're like, "Ooh, are you really going to tattoo these big of an eyebrow?"
Right. Well, it kind of looks like a clown when you look in the mirror. And it does freak you out. It was actually one of my favorite parts of the appointment.
Yes, because I love it.
Because I was thinking, yes, this is exactly where I wanted my brows, and that's the arch I wanted. So you're not going to do them as big as they look when you draw them out.
No, it's a boundary for me to stay inner to inner. But with different people, I will probably draw each eyebrow in just a little bit differently, making the arches slightly different on each eye. So you can visually see, like, if we put an arch a little bit pointier or a little bit softer, what does that do to my face? And then you're going to tell me which one you like better. And then we're going to slowly fine-tune the brows so they will match. I want it to be interactive because it's your face. At the end of the day, you look at yourself more than I look at you. So you need to be happy. And I just don't want to draw on an everyday eyebrow that I probably drew on the person before you. That person isn't the same as you. So it's a two-hour appointment. Microblading actually only takes about 45 minutes. So I've designated a lot of time in that drawing in the eyebrow, making sure you understand everything and that you're comfortable before we even put one hair stroke on there.
Let's talk color, because that's something else that you kind of, you show different shades. And well, you asked me which one I thought would be best for my brows. I picked a color that was a lot lighter than the one that we actually went with, because I didn't realize that the pigment actually shows up a lot lighter.
Yes.
And then you want to go with a darker color.
Yes. There's a 50 to 60% fading factor when it comes to implanting pigment into the skin. So whatever your desired color that you want as the finishing, I go about two steps below that. So it, on paper, it looks really scary. Like, oh, you're going to put like a deep dark brown on there. But by the time it gets in your skin and it heals, it's going to be significantly softer and lighter. If we were to go with what your gut instinct wants to be, it's going to completely fade out. So we've just gone through the process for nothing.
Now, what if I'm someone that dyes my hair a lot? I go from blonde to brown or in between.
So what I do is I try and look at your natural hair color, like look at your roots. If we go with just a good basic brown, no matter what, like if you go a little bit lighter or a little bit darker, it will be a good neutral color for you, because more than likely you're drawing in your brows darker. So even if you are blonde, you're going to want, you don't want blonde eyebrows. You want brown eyebrows that pop and show you that uplifting, youthful look. So, of course, like with you being so fair, I'm not going to put a deep, dark, chocolatey brown eyebrow that's on myself, on you. But I'm going to do like a nice, warm, medium tone color for you. I look at your skin tone and your root color, and then we just go off of that. So no matter where you're taking your hair color, your brows will still match.
And then color kind of is also important after the appointment's over, because you're going to walk out and see that getting darker.
Oh, yes.
By the day. And it might freak you out a little bit, but it shouldn't because it does lighten up.
Yes. So it goes through an oxidation phase where it's going to go extremely dark and you're going to feel really uncomfortable.
Yeah.
I remember when I got mine done, I was like, oh my gosh, I'm scaring little children. My boyfriend's going to break up with me. Yeah. They might be a little bit shiny. Mm-hmm. But the whole color healing process is kind of a roller coaster. I know it's going to be jet black and then it's going to be this beautiful brown color. What I tell a lot of people is it's going to be an ugly duckling before it turns yes. into a beautiful mm-hmm. swan. Like, that's the best analogy that I can give for the healing process.
And it all happens so quick. Yeah. That
within a week. So then after your first appointment, you have about a month, like 4 to 6 weeks between your first and second appointment. That's because we want to make sure that your skin is fully healed. And just like we were talking about, Katie needed more of that 6 weeks instead of the mm-hmm. 4. She came back in at 4 and we just weren't ready. So we rescheduled. Most people are A-okay at 4 weeks. When you come in for your follow-up appointment, that's where the real magic happens, where we can get a little more balance and symmetry with your eyebrows. And I can really see how your skin is holding the pigment. So then I can mm-hmm. pick out different colors, make them pop just a little bit more. I have varying stroke sizes that I use. So just really getting those extra hair strokes in there really makes your
right.
brows.
I think I might have went a little bit darker
yes.
the second time around.
Less is more. It's easier to add than subtract.
Right.
So I like to take a little more conservative approach on your first appointment because I want to see that I can do my magic the second round instead of you coming back in and having these big, bold, crazy brows and being like, yeah, there's not so much I can do. You know, I mean, we can remove them. That's a completely different process.
Right.
But definitely easier to add than subtract.
And I mean, you're going to feel great after that first appointment. You're going to go back in even more excited for that second appointment. And then once it's all done, it's just so wonderful to wake up and not have to do your eyebrows.
Yeah.
I do have a question, though, because I did hear a term called 3D or 3-dye eyebrows. Have you heard of that? What does that mean?
So that means, like, 3D is just the fact that we are putting hair strokes in. I can put different hair stroke sizes in. So it gives you a little more dimension instead of just that solid tattoo. Like,
okay.
Just like the block look. Mm-hmm. Now, 3-dye eyebrows, that means that they're probably using 3 different dye colors within. So when I show you the color chart that I use, I try and stick with neutral colors your first round because whether you're warm toned or cool toned, your body's going to take that neutral color and pull it that way. So then when you come in for your second appointment and I can really see how things are healing up, then I start mixing in colors. So it really gets that pop and dimension, hence the 3D, 3-dye. There's definitely some secret behind the magic that and concoctions that I make with my dye
mixtures.
It's
all a very artistic approach.
Yes, it is. So that's what 3D. Just know that's microblading.
So to finish up, we definitely love the end of our podcast where we kind of talk about new skincare products or new routines that we've been trying out.
One thing that I started about a month ago, for those of you that don't know, I'm really into fitness. I go work out all the time. And one of the new supplements that I started taking is collagen.
Ooh.
So it helps with joints and just your stomach issues. Like, it's just kind of like that
really?
Cure-all. But it also has had a lovely beauty effect where my hair has grown so much
Stop.
In the last month.
I
and
need like, that.
I feel that it's shiny. My skin is starting to look even better. I put this collagen powder in my coffee
Wait,
in the morning.
Wait, it's powder?
It's powder. I mean, I'm sure there's pills that you can take, but this one is a powder. It has no taste. I just put it in my coffee in the morning and I just like
In sip. Your coffee?
Yeah, I just sip on my coffee while I'm getting ready for the day.
Really? And where do you get it?
So this one I got with Dr. Axe online, but it's something like if you were to go to Common Market here mm-hmm. in Frederick or just any health food store, you would be able to get it or Amazon. But it is something that I'm definitely
cool.
feeling the effects of. But I will post a link. I have a new Amazon page that
oh,
I
cool.
can share little beauty tips and products. So amazon.com/Indelible or shop/Indelible.
So I've been kind of jumping on. Have you heard of like the Philosophy brand?
Yes, I have heard of Philosophy.
So they were having like a really good deal going on the other week. So I kind of got a couple of their products and I got like a little swag bag that had little mini trials in it. But I have really dark circles under my eyes all the time. So I'm always looking for something to like brighten them up. They have this really great eye brightening under eye cream, and I've been using that, and I think that's wonderful. And then just their normal face lotion.
Oh, and especially with this weather, like, you definitely need a good lotion.
Yes, my skin is so dry. Like I said, I have very sensitive skin, and I kind of have, I mean, I have a lot of freckles. I have under red tones sometimes.
Mm-hmm.
So I feel like this lotion's really helping out to even my skin.
I was going
to
say, you look glowing right now.
Before like, I
freckles?
Put on.
I don't see freckles. What
you
are you
don't?
Talking about?
Oh,
no.
In the summer. Wait till they come out. Look at my arms. I'm covered.
Okay. I see your freckles on your arms, but not your face.
Yeah. Yeah. So I'm really liking the Philosophy brand lotions and stuff like that. So that is going to do it for our second episode of our podcast, I Woke Up Like This with Indelible. And we are super excited for next week. So don't miss out on episode 3.